Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. Think about that. 15 million nights. Come on. You'll fall asleep faster. You're going to stay asleep longer. And when you wake up, you're refreshed. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Friday, 10 May. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. Today, we begin with U.S. domestic news on the southern border crisis, as Democrats are set to introduce new regulations aimed at curbing illegal migration. Now, this strategic move could significantly undermine their political opponents ahead of the presidential election. A cynic would say that the Democrats' reason for doing anything related to the border is because of politics and the impending election. And by cynic, I mean anyone who's been paying attention. Later in the show, we'll continue our discussion on border issues with the recent agreement between the Chinese government and the U.S. to collaborate on deporting unprecedented numbers of Chinese nationals entering the U.S. via Mexico. Plus, top officials in Iran are once again threatening to acquire nuclear weapons as the UN's top watchdog reveals that the Islamic Republic isn't cooperating with inspectors. What? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most shocked and surprised, I'm a zero. Lastly, in today's back of the brief, an update on the bribery scandal in the Kremlin, as a former top defense official faces a Russian court for allegedly accepting over $10 million in bribes. But first, today's PDB Spotlight. With the presidential election rapidly approaching, it looks like Democrats are beginning to take the issue of border security a bit more seriously, even if for the wrong reasons. First, let me set the table by giving you some of the most recent numbers. I'll start with some good news. We have seen a slight dip in illegal crossings in the past few months. Preliminary numbers published by the Washington Post show that Border Patrol agents apprehended approximately 130,000 migrants in April. Now, that's a marginal decrease from February and March, but historically speaking, those numbers are still incredibly high. This year is still on track to break records in terms of illegal border crossings. CBP records show that the first 6 months of fiscal year 2024 had more than 1.3 million total encounters, exceeding the first 6 months of fiscal year 2023, which set a record of 1.2 million encounters. Democrat strategists and politicians are worried that this could be a major problem, you think, for the Biden administration, because it's an issue that resonates with voters. A Wall Street Journal national poll conducted back in late February found that 20% of voters now rank immigration as their top issue, and that's up from 13% in December. On top of that, 65% of voters said they disapproved of President Biden's handling of border security. So who are the 35% that think that President Biden's handling of border security has been A-OK? So with a political fire lit under their collective butt, the Biden administration has finally decided to take some action, proposing a new rule on Thursday to streamline the asylum process for certain migrants at the U.S. southern border. The rule is designed to speed up the evaluation of asylum claims, specifically targeting migrants with criminal records or those likely to be deemed ineligible for asylum. Yeah, it really shouldn't be that tough to make decisions about migrants with criminal records. How about no? As the system currently operates, any migrant who expresses a credible fear of persecution in their home country can proceed with their asylum claims, even if they have criminal backgrounds or pose a security risk, until a judge reviews their case. As a result, It can take asylum seekers years to get a final decision in immigration court. In the meantime, of course, they're released into the country. However, the new rule would streamline that process, allowing immigration officers to make eligibility determinations at the initial screening stage, rather than deferring this decision to a judge later. This isn't really rocket science, is it? U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services currently have a backlog of over 1.1 million cases that are still pending. And the new rule, well, I mean, at least it would do something to alleviate that just a bit. And screening out people with criminal records before they're let into the country? Now, I haven't done a survey, but I suspect that's a popular concept. That being said, it's unlikely that this change would have a major impact on the total numbers, as the vast majority of illegal migrants obviously don't have prior criminal records. And oftentimes, those that do, well, they're not inclined to reveal them during initial contact with customs agents. This isn't the only move Democrats plan on making in the coming weeks. According to a report in Axios, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is considering bringing the failed bipartisan border deal back to the floor, here it is again, for a vote later this month. Look, you have to admit, the Democrats are far better at gamesmanship and political theater than the Republicans. The move by Senator Schumer is clearly designed to corner Republican lawmakers. Well, you can either vote for a weak border security bill or risk looking ineffective. Hey, it's your choice. Ultimately, the goal here doesn't appear to be furthering America's national security interests. Instead, the goal is to convince voters that the White House is being proactive at the border and to try and remove the border as a key talking point for Republicans in the upcoming election. All right, coming up next, we'll examine the new agreement between China and the U.S. to try and manage the surge of Chinese nationals crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Plus, we'll discuss Iran's renewed nuclear threats and the U.N.'s top nuclear watchdog's report that says the Islamic Republic is falling short in its cooperation with inspections. I'll be right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Welcome back. Sticking with the issue of immigration, officials with U.S. Customs and Border Protection continue to sound the alarm on the unprecedented numbers of Chinese nationals crossing illegally through America's southern border. CBP officials exclusively told Fox News that in just the last week, they've conducted more than 1,000 arrests of Chinese nationals, to say nothing of those who slipped through the border undetected. They noted that the Chinese disproportionately use crossings in the San Diego sector, where roughly 98% of the apprehensions took place. The dramatic surge in Chinese nationals coming through the border has alarmed observers, particularly Republicans, who see it as a clear national security threat that could be leveraged for espionage efforts by China's ruling Communist Party. And I can't believe that anybody would think Xi Jinping and his intelligence apparatus would engage in anything so dodgy. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, previously told Fox News, quote, "That is a very scary prospect. We know that China does not like us. We know that we are in the crosshairs of China, and they're exporting so many people to our country, and you have to really fear about that," end quote. In the first 5 months of this fiscal year, which began in October, CBP reports that it has encountered more than 22,000 Chinese nationals. For context, that number was only 342 in 2021 for the entire year. That's a staggering increase of roughly, if my math is correct, let's see, wait for it, 6,300%. And that number grew to more than 24,000 in fiscal year 2023, which means we are on pace to more than double the number of Chinese migrants that we saw last year. Let me repeat that. In the 12 months of fiscal year 2023, we had more than 24,000. And now, after only 5 months of fiscal year 2024, we're already up to more than 22,000 Chinese nationals. Now, amid the backdrop, there is some hope that things are improving. As we discussed in early April, U.S. officials have been conducting high-level discussions with China aimed at increasing the number of Chinese nationals deported from the United States back to China. An exclusive report from the Associated Press on Thursday confirmed that such cooperation on deportations has quietly resumed. In a statement to the AP, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said they were, quote, willing to maintain dialogue and cooperation in the area of immigration enforcement with the U.S. The Chinese official added that they would accept any Chinese nationals who are deported as long as the U.S. has properly verified their nationality and as long as they aren't PLA spies sent by Xi to engage in shenanigans, in which case they won't accept them back. Okay, that last part might be made up. It's a notable development, as without Chinese cooperation, the U.S. has no legal remedy regarding the Chinese nationals and can't send them back to their home country. So far, it appears that the number of Chinese nationals being sent back to China is relatively small, but still, it's a hopeful sign regarding U.S.-China relations on the issue of immigration. As a reminder, China formally cut off cooperation on deportations back in 2022 following a visit by then-Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. And that was likely a major driver of the surge of Chinese migration we're seeing today. Okay, shifting gears. I want to return to our coverage of Iran's nuclear ambitions as senior officials within the Islamic Republic issue a threat to the international community regarding their long-standing nuclear doctrine. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Thursday that Iran will shift its nuclear doctrine from civilian to military and move forward with building a bomb if Israel threatens its existence, according to a report from Reuters. Over the past several months, Iran has pivoted away from their usual nuclear rhetoric, which tends to be full of denials regarding their pursuit of atomic weapons, to openly discussing the possibility of building a bomb. The advisor to the Supreme Leader said Thursday, quote, "We have no decision to build a nuclear bomb, but should Iran's existence be threatened, there will be no choice but to change our military doctrine," end quote. It's the most pointed nuclear threat yet from Iran, and it comes at a time of heightened concern regarding UN oversight of their nuclear facilities. Rafael Grossi, the head of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, was in Iran early this week to attend a nuclear energy conference hosted by the Islamic regime, where he held discussions with the head of Iran's civilian nuclear program. Relations between Iran and the UN took a turn for the worse, to say the least, last September, after Iran booted several senior UN nuke inspectors from their country in what the IAEA called an, quote, unprecedented move. While UN monitoring is still being conducted in Iran, IAEA surveillance cameras have reportedly faced significant disruptions, raising questions about just what Iranian scientists are up to at their nuclear sites. Huh, what could they be up to? Could it be building a bomb? Grossi was hoping to make progress on these issues, but it appears the talks were not very productive. Following his trip, Grossi told reporters in Vienna on Tuesday that Iran's cooperation regarding their nuclear program is, quote, completely unsatisfactory. He added that no progress has been made on expanding UN inspections of the country's nuke program. He elaborated, saying, quote, "We have to be moving on. The present state is completely unsatisfactory for me. We are almost at an impasse, and this needs to be changed," end quote. Grossi demanded that Iran take concrete measures to address UN concerns. But frankly, if history is any indication, sometimes it is, we should not expect any concessions from leaders in Tehran. As a reminder, Iran has large stores of 60% enriched uranium. Now, experts note that it would not take much time or effort for Iran to further enrich those supplies from 60% to the 90% threshold that is considered weapons grade. A report by the IAEA in March concluded that Iran has enough near-weapons-grade uranium to build at least 2 nuclear weapons in a relatively short amount of time. It's also worth remembering that the former head of Iran's nuclear agency suggested earlier this year that Iran has all the component parts to immediately build a nuclear device, but that they're currently in a disassembled state, and they can't find the instruction book. And on that cheery note, coming up in the back of the brief, we'll bring you the latest on the Kremlin's bribery scandal. A former top defense official is now facing trial in a Russian court, accused of accepting bribes worth approximately $11 million. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Well, spring is in full swing, and for millions of folks, that means yard work and gardening, am I right? Now, here's a pro tip for those of you looking to spruce up your landscaping. Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S. They've got over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Save yourself the time and trouble of multiple trips to those crowded nurseries. You know what I'm talking about. Fast Growing Trees is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. They can tell you what grows best in your area, how to plant, when to plant. It's like having your own expert gardener. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
Mike Baker here. Hey, let me take less than a minute to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that would be, of course, cigars. Now, there's something about great cigars, right? They require you to, I don't know, slow down a bit. They promote conversation and camaraderie. And when you're talking great cigars, of course, you're talking Foundation Cigar. It's where tradition meets innovation and where craftsmanship reigns supreme. Now, I hope by now, after listening to me bang on about Foundation Cigar, that you've wandered down to your local cigar shop to give them a try. I'm a big fan of Foundation Cigar, including their latest offering, the Wise Man Corojo and Maduro. Inspired by Nicaraguan heritage and handcrafted in collaboration with my father's cigars, these cigars are the pinnacle of rich flavor and bold character. Now, they really are the perfect gift for cigar lovers in your life. Maybe it's your dad, or your brothers, or your friends. And, of course, don't forget yourself. So go get a few and have them on deck for your next gathering. Maybe it's on the golf course. Maybe it's at poker night. Wherever you are and your pals are getting together, ignite your senses and indulge in the artistry of these premium cigars from Foundation Cigar. You can check out their website, foundationcigar.com, or purchase at a local cigar shop near you.
In today's Back of the Brief, Russian Deputy Defense Minister Timur Ivanov, one of Russia's 12 deputy defense ministers, was accused Wednesday in a Russian court of accepting massive bribes valued at more than 1 billion rubles, 1 billion rubles, or roughly $11 million. As we recently discussed on the PDB, Ivanov was arrested in late April on suspicion of accepting bribes, and he faces up to 15 years in prison if found guilty on the charges. He's a close ally, and this is important, of Russian Minister of Defense Sergei Shoigu, and his arrest was largely seen as a shot across the bow by Russian President Putin, who was reportedly disappointed with the minister's failures regarding the war in Ukraine. That's according to a report by the Moscow Times. As a reminder, as Deputy Minister of Defense, Ivanov was responsible for overseeing the construction of military infrastructure and facilities across Russia and inside occupied Ukraine. Now, one could argue that's a highly lucrative position ripe for self-enrichment. Most recently, he oversaw construction in Mariupol, a port city in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk region. His role put him at the cross-section of military contracts and the construction business. And that's a role custom-made, I suspect, for kickbacks and fat stacks. Judging by his luxurious personal spending habits, it would appear that Ivanov availed himself of every opportunity to siphon off funds. And he did it largely in plain view of his peers within Russia. He wasn't trying to hide his wealth. For example, since becoming deputy defense minister back in 2016, and that was by the decree of Putin himself, Ivanov has become, you know, what you could describe as obscenely wealthy. He's regularly taking long holidays in sprawling villas in the south of France, sailing the Mediterranean on yachts, and dropping tens of thousands of dollars at a clip on shopping sprees with his wife. Well, that doesn't sound sketchy at all. He also reportedly owns a palatial mansion on the Volga River, and then again, who doesn't, and a pair of Rolls Royces. Ivanov, who's denied all the charges, really he's denied the charges, will be held in pretrial detention until a trial begins in late June. Now, here's a thought. Maybe Ivanov and U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, about to start his own trial, they could start a podcast and they could call it, I'm just spitballing here, the Kickback Chronicles. While we don't know for certain what prompted his arrest, prosecution of senior Russian officials, it is a rare sight. As we mentioned, however, speculation is rife that Putin was sending a clear message to the Russian Minister of Defense that if he doesn't yield better results in Ukraine, he could be next. And that, my friends, is the President's Daily Brief for Friday, 10 May. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back later today with the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.